Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 23rd of February to 2nd of March 2017. We've got Arc devs to pay modders, Twitch to sell games, GDC, IGF and DICE Awards, an Avatar game incoming, and a new Shadow of Mordor title. Let's get to it. Ark Survival Evolved developers Studio Wildcard have decided to pay the top 15 members of their modding community on a monthly basis. Each month, the modders will be evaluated as to whether they deserve reimbursement, and if they are successful, paid $4,000 each. The mods themselves will stay completely free, and more modders may be added if they are producing quality work. Wildcard say they hope that this will enable mod authors to turn their hobby into an income, as well as spend more time on their mods and bring them to completion. Nvidia have revealed their GTX 1080 Ti card at GDC, with reference cards going for $700 and available for sale on the 10th of March. The card has an odd 11GB of VRAM and an 11GB per second frame buffer. It boasts 35% better performance than the stock 1080 and also claims to surpass the much more expensive Titan X. The 1080 is also getting a price cut down to $500. As always, these official benchmarks are dubious at best and should be taken with a large handful of salt. The first major price cut has come to the consumer version of the Oculus Rift, with $200 off the bundled headset and touch controllers at $500 and $100 respectively. The Touch only released in December last year, priced at $200, and such a big discount this soon will likely leave those first buyers with a sour taste. Oculus say they are making the move to attract more people to the platform, especially to help out new developers who are struggling with low player counts due to a small total pool of players. Bethesda and AMD have entered a long-term partnership, working closely together to keep up with the ever-increasing graphical and processing demands from current games. Bethesda say the relationship will allow the company to further advances in game experiences, VR, the next generation of gamers, and all the other buzzwords currently flying around. AMD say the deal goes beyond branding and is a true engineering collaboration between the two companies, with a focus on Vulkan, the low-level API related to AMD's Mantle API. Stream watchers will now be able to buy the game currently being streamed from directly within Twitch, with the streamers themselves getting 5% of the profits, however only as long as they are certified partners. Partnered streamers can also receive some of the profits from in-game items purchased by those watching their streams. The games can be launched via either Twitch's desktop app or other services like Uplay, but not from Steam. Oculus have shrugged off the $500 million court fine they were forced to pay to ZeniMax over an issue with trade secrets, saying it will not materially impact their business. Not a surprise with billions of Facebook dollars behind them. ZeniMax, however, is not content, filing for an injunction against Oculus to prevent them from selling products that contain alleged stolen code. This includes the developer kits for PC and mobile, as well as the software that allows the Rift to integrate with the Unreal and Unity engines. If they do not get the injunction, ZeniMax will then want a 20% cut of Oculus's revenue for at least 10 years. Oculus have responded, saying the original allegation was legally flawed and factually unwarranted, and the files in question were never used in a released product. They intend to file their own motion to set aside the jury's verdict and, quote, put this litigation behind us. The 17th annual Game Developers Choice Awards took place in San Francisco this week, celebrating the best games of 2016. Game of the Year went to Overwatch, Best Audio went to Inside, Best Debut went to Camposanto with Firewatch, Best Design went to Overwatch, The Innovation Award went to No Man's Sky, Best Narrative went to Firewatch, Best Technology to Uncharted 4, Best Visual Art went to Inside, Best VR/AR Game went to Job Simulator, The Ambassador Award went to Mark Delora. The Lifetime Achievement Awards went to Jordan Mechner of the Prince of Persia franchise and Tim Sweeney of Epic Games. The Audience Award went to Battlefield 1. Lastly, there was also the Alt Control GDC Award, which went to the best game with an alternative controller. VSVR 1, which involved the player being physically inside a giant inflatable sphere and using a flashlight-like controller to find their way around a maze-like space. The controller itself projects the game onto the inside of the sphere, panning around in-game as the player moves the controller. Also running on the same night in San Francisco was the Independent Games Festival, lauding the best indie games of the past year. Best Student Game went to Enfant Fragile, Excellence in Audio went to Goner, Excellence in design went to Quadrilateral Cowboy. Excellence in visual art went to Hyperlight Drifter. The Nuovo Award went to Oikospiel, Book 1. The Seamus McNally Grand Prize went to Quadrilateral Cowboy. And the Audience Award went to Hyperlight Drifter. And it seems to be quite the week for awards, with the DICE Awards taking place in Las Vegas. Game of the Year went to Overwatch. Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction went to Inside. Outstanding Achievement in Game Design went to Overwatch. Outstanding Achievement in Online Gameplay went to Overwatch. Strategy / Simulation Game of the Year went to Civilization VI. Sports Game of the Year went to Steep. RPG / MMO Game of the Year went to Dark Souls 3. Racing Game of the Year went to Forza Horizon 3. Fighting Game of the Year went to Street Fighter V. Family Game of the Year went to Ratchet & Clank. Immersive Reality Game of the Year went to Superhot VR. Outstanding Technical Achievement went to Uncharted 4. Outstanding Achievement in Story went to Uncharted 4. Outstanding Achievement in Sound Design went to Battlefield 1. Outstanding Achievement in Original Music Composition went to Doom. Outstanding Achievement in Character went to The Last Guardian, Trico. Outstanding Achievement in Art Direction went to Inside. Outstanding Achievement in Animation went to Uncharted 4. The DICE Sprite Award went to Inside. Adventure Game of the Year went to Uncharted 4. Action Game of the Year went to Overwatch. And the Immersive Reality Technical Achievement Award went to Eagle Flight. Four Telltale Games veterans have moved to Ubisoft San Francisco to work on as-of-yet unannounced titles. The employees are Dennis Lennart, Nick Herman, Pierre Chouret, and Adam Saranton. Lennart supervised The Walking Dead Season 1 and Minecraft Story Mode. Herman worked as the cinematic artist and director for The Walking Dead's first season. Chouret was Telltale's director of writing and wrote for The Wolf Among Us, The Walking Dead's second season, and Tales from the Borderlands. Finally, Saranson worked for 4 years as a producer, shipping Tales from the Borderlands. 12 former developers from Irrational Games, the studio behind the Bioshock series, have banded together to create a new studio, Ghost Story. Their mission is to create immersive, story-driven games for people who love games that ask something of them. They continue on to say, "While we believe our new games will have strong appeal to fans of Bioshock, our new focus allows us to craft experiences where the gameplay is as challenging as the stories." Ghost Story is working on a new IP, which they describe as richly specific, original, and conveys both wonder and nostalgia. In game release and update news, Massive Entertainment, the studio behind The Division, will be developing a game set in James Cameron's Avatar universe. The game, set to be published by Ubisoft, has no details as of yet aside from using Massive's Snowdrop engine and the usual excited spouting from Cameron and co. This leaves further content for The Division, and indeed a new Division game, in doubt. After a successful Kickstarter in 2015, multiplayer, ship-based FPS Blackwake has entered Steam Early Access. The game has up to 54 players and 6 ships going head-to-head in naval combat, with each player an important part of the crew. Players must load and fire individual cannons, patch holes in the ships, and engage in brutal hand-to-hand combat. A strong community has already emerged, with an active subreddit and Discord server coming out of the alpha phase. Middle-earth: Shadow of War is the sequel to the 2014 Shadow of Mordor, and is set to release this August. The Nemesis system from the first game is back, and this new version encourages you to go behind enemy lines to forge your new army, conquer fortresses, create a new ring of power, and dominate Mordor from within. It promises a confrontation with Sauron and his ringwraiths in a brand new story. Minecraft has released its first sales update since June last year, revealing the title has now sold over 121 million copies, up from 100 million, and has an average of 55 million monthly players, up from 40 million. In an effort to comprehend those numbers, that means if all the people who played Minecraft in the last month made a continuous line, it would completely circumnavigate the world and then some. And in esports news, not much happened in the esports realm this week, with the League of Legends Europe and North America Spring Split still underway, as well as the Smite SPL entering its second week. Team Liquid defeated Team VG.J 3-1 at the Dota 2 Star Ladder iLeague Star Series Season 3 in Shanghai. They took home $135,000. At the Hearthstone HTC Asia Pacific Winter Playoffs, Overall Victor Sweep, Samuel Seo, Tom 60229, and B787 will advance to the Winter Championships in the Bahamas later this month. Twitter has entered a partnership with ESL and DreamHack to live stream several tournaments throughout the year. Over 15 events will be streamed, including the ESL One, Intel Extreme Masters, and DreamHack. This will come to a total of about 1,500 hours of content and starts off with the Extreme Masters Koto Weiss tournament. Twitter say they are also keen to tap into and engage esports fans already using the platform. The top sellers on Steam this week were GTA 5, For Honor, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Ghost Recon Wildlands, CSGO, Conan Exiles, Northgard, Sniper Elite 4, Berserk and the Band of the Hawk, and The Hunter, Call of the Wild. Finally, my favourite story this week was Windows 8 has already begun its descent into obsolescence, with AMD becoming the first hardware manufacturer to ditch support for Windows 8.1, saying the 32-bit version of the OS will no longer receive GPU driver updates. According to the Steam Hardware Survey, a minuscule 0.26% of gamers are using this version, and a good portion of that are likely to be using Nvidia cards. AMD will continue to support the 64-bit version, as well as the 32 and 64-bit editions of Windows 7. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're also on YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is very welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.